Okay, hello. We have another special, very special episode of 21 and Up. I'm one half of the hosts. I'm Amy.
And I'm Destiny.
The other half. Today we have some friends with us for our special occasion. We have Lacey.
I would like to say that I was asked to be the married lady on the show. So I am part of the 21 and up part. Specifically asked to be the married lady on the show. So thank you for that, Destiny.
You're young.
I'm just kidding.
You're still hip, though. That's why we have you.
Yeah.
We also have Anna with us.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I get ID'd everywhere.
Yay.
So I am 21 and up.
21 and up and looking 16 still.
Honestly, though.
So the reason that I invited these lovely guests with us is because we're having a Kid Nation bridal shower of sorts for our friend Destiny.
Woo-hoo!
Destiny, what happened a couple of weeks ago?
I went on vacation and I got engaged.
Yay! Oh, my God.
So how did it happen?
The pictures are beautiful.
Yes,
thank you. My God. I came to work like Monday morning and you weren't here, but Amy was.
Yep.
And I was just like, I think it was like the first thing I said. I was like, oh my God, Destiny got engaged. And she was like, oh, I don't know if I was supposed to tell anybody.
No, I don't care.
Well, I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not like that at all. I try to keep as low key as possible. I don't want to be like the annoying engaged girl that's like, look, everyone, I got engaged.
But if there's any time to be the annoying engaged girl, it's now.
Yeah, especially like the day after it happened.
Exactly.
And I wouldn't even let Destiny tell me the story. She texted me a picture of her ring. I screamed. I literally screamed. I don't know if I told you that, but I said, okay, don't tell me anything else. We're gonna record a podcast about it and I want to have a natural reaction to everything.
Aw.
Well, we went to, and we planned this for like maybe a couple months. We went to Colorado, up to Denver, and yeah, we were just in the mountains, and it started off just as like a regular photo shoot. My boyfriend's sister lives up there, and the day before, he was like, hey, my sister's friend has a photographer friend, and she needs a couple to do pictures of. And honestly, then I should have thought, like, okay, that's kind of weird, but I didn't really think anything of it.
You were like, yeah, something for my Instagram.
Yeah, I was like, oh, sweet.
Never questioned the gram.
Yeah, we haven't done pictures in a really long time. Mm-hmm. We've been together 5.5 years, and since like the first year of dating, we haven't had any professional pictures done. But yeah, we were just in the middle of pictures and he got down on one knee and asked me like in the middle of a picture.
Did
so.
He like, was there like any sort of like speech or anything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it was just like
how
middle.
How do you sweet
talk? Yeah. Paint us a picture.
So we were in the mountains and the photographer was like, okay, turn and hold each other's hands and face each other. And she was like, Destiny, you say 3 things you love about him. Neither one of us are like sentimental, mushy. We're both really goofy and very sarcastic.
So were you like, hold on, I need a couple minutes.
Let me think about this. I looked at him and I was like, I love the shirt you have on. I love this trip. I think I said, I love your hair. And he just went, like, give me the most awful look.
And he's probably prepared like all these things he's gonna say he loves about you.
Yeah. Aww. And I could tell something was up because he kind of gave me this weird look, like looked into my eyes, and I don't even remember what he said, but he just started saying things and I was like, in my head I was like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. And I just look at the camera because I was like, okay, gotta get a good picture. But yeah, then he got down on one knee, and at first I thought it was gonna be a joke because he does that to me all the time in public. Oh. Just to embarrass me, he'll be like, Destiny, like, start to get down. I'm like, stop it. Get up right now.
After oh 5.5 years, he jokes around about that?
Yeah, we joke around.
No. I would have been beating a boyfriend. Uh-uh.
But, yeah, so that was it. And then we got some really cute pictures out of it.
Oh, my God. You need to keep posting them. It's not, I feel like a lot of people, like, they post their engagement pictures and then they're like, yeah, you know, I don't want to like keep posting more, but like you have to. Like, everybody wants to see it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really glad because it almost didn't work out like that. So that wasn't the original plan. We had another couple go with us, but they were only able to stay one night. And he was just going to get them to like take pictures on their phone, which I think would have been kind of awkward that happening in front of them. Cause we're mm-hmm. not like, we're like new-ish friends with them. And so that just would have been really awkward, but thankfully his sister like knew, you know, beforehand, and she was like, no, I think Destiny will want a good photographer. Like,
that's really sweet.
Yeah.
And they got your initial reaction too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd be worried about that though, because some people have resting bitch face. I have resting dumb face. Like, I just look like I'm confused or I'm contemplating life. So I guess not with the photographer there. Maybe not. I'd be super worried about my face though afterwards.
Yeah. At first, like when I kind of thought it was a joke, I made this really like awkward open mouth face. And there's a picture of it where I was just like, and was kind of looking around.
Mouth wide open.
I was like, wait, this is real.
That's such a good idea though, because you're like dressed up, you have your makeup done, like everything, you know, it wasn't just like out of nowhere. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like random proposes are cute too, but like at least like,
yeah,
I'm you really look great.
Yeah, I'm really glad I got like good pictures and can have that forever.
Ever. My brother and his fiance are getting married in 2 weeks now, I guess 1 week. Oh my gosh. But when he proposed, they had just finished this road trip to Austin, Texas. And so he's in like his tank top and gym shorts. She always dresses like pretty cute, but she didn't have any makeup on for a car ride. And he took a photo on self timer. Because he just said the ring was burning a hole in his pocket. He's like, I can't wait to change. So he like set up the camera and was like, oh, let's take a picture in this cabin we're in. And then got down on one knee. And it looks so staged, but also it's authentic because they just don't look good.
Yeah,
but the emotion's there.
It's funny because in the pictures, like just the normal pictures we were doing beforehand, there's a huge box like sticking out of his pocket the entire time.
Notice.
And I didn't know. And there was even a picture where I kind of like almost sat on his, not on his lap, but like my legs over his legs. And he said I was touching the ring. Like my hand was on his hip touching the ring and I had no idea.
Oh my God. He must have been so nervous.
Yeah. He said he was like looking at the photographer, like do another pose. Like she's going to feel something.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
That is a really sweet way to propose though.
Yeah. I told him because a lot of my friends, they've gotten engaged like in front of all their family. And it was just this big ordeal. And we're very simple people. And so I told him, I was like, I don't want anything. Like, don't overthink it. Just keep it simple. Like, honestly, I'd rather just do it just us or maybe a photographer. Yeah. I just want it really simple. I don't want my family around. I don't want friends around.
So you had talked about it before.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the risk you run with proposing to somebody in front of all of their friends and family, what if they say no?
Oh my God.
I think you'd have to save face and say yes and then turn it down.
You'd hope.
Later.
That's what I would do if it's like a public thing. I think I'd be like, yeah, and then later just be like, look, we really gotta talk about it.
we really can't.
Because I've thought about that. Like when those like videos like on YouTube and stuff of like girls like
the
saying
flash
no. Yeah, and it's just like, oh my God, that's so sad.
That gives me such secondhand embarrassment for people. But,
I'm glad that didn't happen.
And you know what? So we have known for a while that we were going to get engaged at some point. Honestly, I didn't think it was going to be till like another year or two. Just, I don't know. Because we haven't talked about it a lot recently.
Because like, he's trying to throw you off.
Yeah, well, I've been looking at rings for the past couple years. But I always told him, I was like, I want to have which didn't work out like this, but I want to have a job. Like, I want to be able to support myself.
Right.
And just feel like an adult, I guess, when I get engaged. That probably sounds weird to people, but that's just how I am. But I picked out my own engagement ring, and a lot of people think that's weird.
I don't think that's weird. I was told twice. I've been married for 3.5 years. No, 3 years. Gosh. Anyway, I was told twice, asked what kind of ring I wanted. I had no idea. And so finally my girlfriend was like, we are going to go ring shopping. So then I went ring shopping because you have no reason to ever try on a ring unless – You're going to get engaged. So I went and I picked out a ring. It is not the ring that he got at all. But then once you do go try on rings, then I would have like this phantom. I'd start touching my ring finger all of a sudden. And I never did that before. But it's like, I'm so used to having a ring on it now. And it's like, no, girl, calm down. You like tried on 3 engagement rings. You need to stop.
Yeah, we would go shopping together. And people were like, that's so weird. Then there's no surprise. I'm like, well, I was still surprised. But
yeah.
I feel like
you don't know when it was going to happen.
Right. And I feel like rings like, you need to try on to see what looks good on your finger, because I saw some online and then I went and tried them on in person and they looked horrible on my hand.
Yeah.
And
like, I mean, if you guys, you said you'd been together, what, like 5.5 years
or
so? It's like, if you're already together that long, you already know it's going to happen. Like, you might as well.
Right.
Right.
Just go ahead and get what you want instead of like, you know what I mean?
Right. And we've also lived together for the past 3 years. So like,
what are you going to do?
Right. That's going to happen.
Do it right and do it right the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my question about rings. I am the worst at wearing jewelry. Have you ever lost your wedding or engagement ring?
I haven't.
No. Well, I just got mine.
I know that we both have, though. And this happens a lot of times, and it's not a big deal. We both have lost diamonds, yeah. though, because you have the little, I think they're called pavé diamonds.
They're like teeny tiny.
Yeah, that are on your wedding band or goes around the big diamond. And so those fall out. I've had to replace it several times. But you just bring it back up to the jeweler and drop it off, and they replace it.
Yeah, that's where mine's at right now. I had to get it resized, too, but I think it was like 3 days after I had it, I looked down and one of the diamonds was missing. I was like, oh, crap.
Night after my wedding, I woke up the next day and I was missing a diamond. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is a good sign or not.
You're like, I just went through all the stress of the wedding. I thought it was over.
But that's like my biggest fear is losing it. But I have a few rings like that I've had for a while that I haven't lost. So pretty confident myself. But I have lost jewelry like crazy. But it's also been cheap jewelry, not something like meaningful. So
if you have it insured, then I think it's okay. But
I'm gonna
just
need
don't
that.
Lose it.
Yeah, just I didn't don't even lose know, it. I didn't even know you could do that. Now I know. I don't wear any jewelry. Like I don't nothing. I don't even have my ears pierced. Like I don't nothing.
You don't have your ears pierced?
Uh-uh. Well, I mean, I got them pierced when I was like a little kid, but like
and then you never wore
and
it.
And then I just never wore them. And then I just never.
We should pierce Anna's ears.
Next podcast.
Stay tuned. I got my nose pierced by a friend once at her house. That's a different story.
That's so like
this for another
crap.
Podcast.
It's for another podcast.
I got my belly button pierced, but I even managed to lose my belly button ring because I went for a run and it just fell right out.
Did you notice like when it fell out or like when you got back?
Like I got back and I changed to take a shower and I was like, what?
Something's off.
So there's just this hole in my stomach.
I think all of us have something in common. We're all in serious relationships. Anna, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and talk about your relationship?
Sure. Yes. Hello. I'm Anna. I'm 24 and I have been dating my boyfriend Ryan for 2.5 years. We met in college and we're doing the long distance thing now because so we both went to college at TCU and then I got a job here in Dallas and he got a job in New Jersey, which is like where his family is. Yeah, so we're doing the distance thing, which sucks. I'm not gonna lie, it sucks. But honestly, though, with like technology and stuff like nowadays, like it makes it so much easier between like texting, calling, FaceTime, Snapchat, and sending each other memes on Instagram. Like we're really like we communicate all the time, like really, and we call each other a lot, which is like something that we've always done in our relationship. We've never been like a texting type of couple. Like, what if that was him texting me right now? I'm just kidding. But we've always, like, called each other. Like, I always call him when I'm on my way home. He'll call me when he's on his way to work. Like, so we, like, communicate all the time. And, yeah, so he's great.
So do you see that going anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, if I didn't, I wouldn't be doing long distance.
Right.
Because.
Yeah, that's really hard.
If you really don't think it's worth it, I don't recommend it to absolutely anybody.
Yeah.
Like, it really, really sucks when I'm, like, laying in bed watching Stranger Things, and I'm like, why aren't you here watching Stranger Things with me?
That makes me sad.
But, I mean, it's okay because, like, we've, like, figured out, like, I mean, especially with, like, the holidays coming up, it's like we're going to see each other for Thanksgiving and New Year's and, like, all that stuff. And we've like found like I have like an app where I can like track like flights and it'll like notify me when there's like a really cheap flight to like go see him and for him to come see me. And like so we're figuring it out. But so we've been doing distance for a few months now since I guess he moved in June.
So that's recent that it's been long distance.
Yeah, but it's been like what, like 3 or 4 months. But I mean, it's fine.
Yeah,
I guess
that's tough, man. I don't know if I could do long distance. My boyfriend went to overseas, which I was in high school, you know, kind of immature and like very attached, but he went overseas for a month. I was devastated. I was so upset. And I was like, I don't know how people do long distance.
No, I mean, it sucks, but like, I mean, really is like,
it makes you like, appreciate him so much more.
And like, communication truly is key. And like, we've had conversations where like, I'm like an over communicator, like a hyper, hyper communicator. And like, I'll tell him, like, you know, like, if I send you like 20 texts in a row, just saying like, hey, oh my God. Cause when I like text, I like, my thoughts are different, like text bubbles. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I'm the same way.
And so and so it's like
20 messages.
It's like, yeah, they're not like 20 being like, oh my God, where are you? Call me. All this stuff. It's like it's like, oh my God, I saw the cutest puppy. Here's a picture. Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen? Like those are like 5 different texts that like I'll send and stuff. And like, I mean, we've like talked about like our communication styles and like what works for us and like how we like to communicate and like things like that. And I mean, the thing about like distance, it's like if I'm sad, like I have to tell him. I can't just like assume that he knows, because there's no way for him to know. And like vice versa. You know, I'm like, if I say something that like upsets you, like you have to tell me, because I'm not going to know unless you don't tell me. It's not like we don't live together, so I can't be petty and passive aggressive, unfortunately. But I mean, communication truly, truly is key. And we do talk about it every now and then. We're like, you know, is there anything we can do to make this better or like easier in the long run? And I mean, we try to figure out like different things. Like, I mean, like right now, like with like Stranger Things, like we're both watching it. And so we're kind of like, we were like watching the same episode, so we could like talk about it. Like, oh my gosh, this is what happened in this episode. And so it's like, we're not together watching it, but I mean, it's still kind of like something that we're doing, air quote, like together, you know? So
that's Anna, good. You're so mature.
I know.
Over there wanting to talk. That's the opposite of women, because they're more like, what's wrong? Nothing. Well, my husband asks me all the time. He's like, what's wrong now? And I'm like, you know, that is a rude question. Like, that makes it sound like there's something constantly wrong. What is wrong now?
No, but like, and I'm like that. And like, when we're together, like he can see it in my face when like something is bothering me, and he'll be like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Like, right. You know, when we're together, it's like that. But like, if I truly am upset, like I have to tell him, because he won't know, because he's not here to know that. So it's like, you know, if there's an issue, you got to suck it up and tell him, which
that's
sucks.
The worst.
Or you can turn on your red receipts and see him, let him see that you're reading the message. just kidding. I don't do that. But yeah, I mean, you just kind of have to like find what works for you and your relationship. And we've had such a solid relationship like as it is, that like it's been working. So
yay for Anna.
That's some very good long
so hopefully that's a little bit of hope for anybody that's listening that's in long distance, because I mean, it sucks. And like one of my best friends is also in a long distance relationship, so we kind of like bond over that.
Ooh, yeah.
Like we hang out together and like talk about our long distance problems. So yeah.
Well, Amy, would you like to talk about your relationship?
I would love to. I have also been with my boyfriend, Luke, for 2.5 years.
What if we have the same anniversary?
Oh my God, when's your anniversary?
February 16th.
Oh.
No, 15th. I'm sorry.
Just kidding. I'm estimating 2.5.
So am I. I don't even know if that's 2.5.
Yeah, so we started, like, dating, I guess. Like, courting each other.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
In like, April. But, like, our, like, anniversary is in June.
Okay.
Is it weird that me and my boyfriend don't have an anniversary? Like, we kind of have no idea.
I didn't either. I didn't until we got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sucked. Well, which sucked because we dated for 5 years as well.
Yeah. And you're so like, what do I celebrate?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not immature. We can wait till we have a wedding anniversary. But I didn't realize he was going to make me wait 5 years. And that was 5 years worth of not celebrating our love each other.
You really didn't for, like, the 5 years of you guys
Mm-mm.
dating?
Mm-mm.
We've never celebrated our anniversary either.
So do you just, like, guesstimate? Like,
I get really confused. I because we've been together for 8 years. I did not mean to hijack your dating story.
Oh my gosh,
so back to me. But no, we didn't, because we didn't know, so it wasn't a big deal. We started dating in either January or June. I know.
Yeah.
And then, so it was like maybe a month and a half where we just don't really know, like, I don't know. I feel like some relationships just happen. It's not like he never asks. I always joke, I'm like, you literally never asked me to be your girlfriend.
I made sure
to be your wife.
Yeah.
Cute.
I made sure that we had like a day that he asked me to be his girlfriend, because otherwise we were not gonna have an excuse to go to a nice dinner. Like, we are so lazy that I'm like, we almost didn't even celebrate our 2-year anniversary. I was like, Luke, I want to go to dinner. I'm tired of ordering pizza, although it is my favorite activity. But yeah, we also met in college, and he just graduated, but we went to SMU, so arrivals, Anna.
Oh my God, why are you here? No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, he's a musician.
Oh my God, so what kind of music does he play?
It's like a mix. Okay, so his music idol is John Mayer, but it's like if you took John Mayer and put it into this like bluesy rock pop band. Kind of.
Okay.
I don't know. It's really good. We can play it sometime.
Yeah, wait. Didn't you say that he was with his band at like ACL or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were playing on 6th Street the night, like during ACL weekend too. So it wasn't like you weren't at ACL, but you got all the crowd after.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it was super fun.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Does he sing?
Yeah, he's the lead singer.
So do you like make
oh my
sing
God, you? Shut up. That is like my dream. No.
Yeah, well, Anna, he's also local.
Oh my God. Yeah, but he wants SMU, so I can't do that. But
and he's also my boyfriend. So.
Minor details.
Yeah.
Wait, does he write songs about you?
That's the number one question I get every time we're at any show. Any song that he sings, it could be a cover, and people look at me and they're like, Amy, is this song about you?
Drops of Jupiter?
Yeah, I'm like, no. But yes.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Okay, how do I?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it on YouTube. Okay, I'll send you the link. Okay. Oh, okay. I can't, like, play it right now.
Oh, my God, I have so many questions. Like, does he have fangirls that, like, are jealous of you?
Not that I know of, but that's what I've thought about a lot. So in terms of longevity for us, I'm like, okay, say Luke makes it big in music. He's either going to have fangirls that hate me and, like, want to kill me and take my place, or it's going to be one of those, like, oh, my gosh, they're so sweet. They've been together since they were both nobodies, you know?
I think you'll get both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be ready.
I've thought about this a lot.
Are you ready for the fame?
Yeah, I'm going to ride the fame and pursue my acting career.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Wow. I would just poop myself if a guy wrote that for me. I would be so excited.
That is my dream. That's so sweet. It's legitimately, like, I have a bucket list that I wrote back in, like, 2007, and Data Musician is on there, and I haven't crossed that off. Sorry, Ryan.
Just have him write one song, and then it's done. We had a plug if you want to check out Blue Apollo on YouTube and Spotify.
Blue Apollo?
Yeah.
I will.
I'm wearing the t-shirt.
Does he post about you on his Instagram?
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I was thinking this during Destiny's engagement story. He, in the 2.5 years we have been dating, I just, like, 2 weeks ago, made my first, like, feature, like, a photo of just the two of us on his Instagram.
On his Instagram?
On his.
But you posted on yours.
I posted, like, a million photos with him.
But and he posted on for the first,
like,
time.
Yeah, I've been in group photos, so uh-huh. It's like, okay, Amy exists, but am I his girlfriend or just some, like, girlfriend?
What was the occasion?
We went to the state fair, and I had just been nagging on him for long enough that I was like, I'm not on your Instagram. This actually genuinely makes me upset, because in 2017
I would be
it's kind of a real concern.
Oh my God, we are the same. Ryan doesn't post anything, nothing. He has not posted anything since 2015. You guys, we are about to go into 2018. Please sit here with me and tell me that is wrong. And I've asked him, and I'm like, oh my God, like, are you ever going to post a picture of us? And he's like, I don't post ever. And he wants to keep it up since, like, it's been so long.
Oh my God.
He just doesn't post nothing, but he's always on it.
Oh.
So he's always, like, liking stuff.
And... No, not even liking anything. Oh, he's just a lurker. He knows everything. I'll take a picture of something and, like, send it to him, and he'll be like, yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, what?
That's so funny. See, my boyfriend doesn't, he posts, he's a
your,
huge
your boyfriend?
Fiance. Okay, we both decided fiance is just a weird word, and it feels weird saying it, so probably just gonna say boyfriend, but
I'm just
teasing
you.
Technically fiance. he's a really big soccer fan, so all he posts is, like, really crappy quality images of a picture, take like him taking a picture of the TV of a soccer game. And he gets, like, but he will post about me, like, randomly. Like, I did a photo shoot with a lady the other day, a few months ago, and he posted pictures, like, the most beautiful girl in the world. Like, he does post sweet things, but he doesn't post a lot.
Aww.
But it exists.
Boys, they just don't get it.
Boys are weird with social media.
Yeah.
But how's your husband's Instagram, Lacey?
Nope. No, and I was going to say, I will get the anniversary post, and that's about it. And
hey,
I think that's more obligatory, because it's like,
but
if not, people are like, hey, what's going on with you two? You know? But we've been together 8 or so years, married for 3. We lived together most of the time, so we knew anyway. But the first time, I always joke with him, because the first time he mentioned us getting married, we had only been dating for like 2 or 3 years. And then I was a girl who didn't want a wedding. And I was like, if we go to Vegas, like, just my family has to go. That's the only thing. I'm the only girl. My mom's. And I'm Southern, too. So my mom's wanted me to be married with kids since I was 18. And I severely let her down on that one. So I said, as long as my family gets to go, then that's fine. We can just go to Vegas, skip big wedding. Then he made me wait a long time. So we ended up getting married in Ireland. Joke's on him. Thank you for paying for that. So we got married in Ireland, took a 10-day vacation, and it was great. But I'm like, you're such a sucker, because if you would have just done it earlier, we could have saved so much money.
Yeah, see, I'm really glad our paths crossed, because mm-hmm. I feel like we're really similar. Like, I don't want a big wedding either. I just don't see the point in spending a lot of money on one night. And I don't know, I don't want a lot of people there.
It matters what's important to you, because right. I did give up a lot from getting married in Ireland, because at first we weren't going to invite people. We were lucky. Our family was willing to travel. So that was the only deal breaker. Mm-hmm. And once I told my mom we were going to do destination, she's like, okay, well, don't do something stupid like go get married at a resort. And so my mom was the one who kind of came up with everything, and she started looking, and she knew, I think I'm a princess, so I wanted to get married in a castle. And my husband's Irish, so she knew if we did Ireland, then he'd be on board, and he was. But then ends up, I'm a broke princess, so we did not get married in a castle, because that is really expensive. So we still got married somewhere really nice, though.
Yeah, and see, my boyfriend's mom, this past summer, got married in Mexico on a resort, and it was just immediate family, like her kids and then me, and we had so much fun. And I was like, you know, this is what a wedding should be like. I just want everyone to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get too stressed out about everything. And actually, a lot of my friends are getting married, and I have some that are spending thousands of dollars.
It's crazy how much like it costs to get married.
$40,000. And I'm like, that is literally a down payment on a house. Like, it would kill me. First of all, to have my mom spend that much. My mom wouldn't spend that much money on a wedding for me. But like, oh, that would break my heart to have, like, you know, to expect her to do that. So I was like, you know what? We'll pay for the wedding ourselves, but we're going to do something small. And we go to Ireland every year. We have good friends there. And so I got really excited when you told me you got married in Ireland, because I was like, oh, that's what we've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so,
amazing.
Yeah, we're looking at Northern Ireland. But yeah, thankfully, my family's willing to travel as well. We'll probably just do immediate family. And I'm on the fence about inviting friends, because I kind of feel bad, like,
if you put it out there, because we did not invite people. We just started telling everybody we're getting married in Ireland. Well, then people started latching on, and they're like, I want to go. So they didn't go to see me get married. Nobody cares that much, no offense, about seeing me getting married.
Yeah.
It was more of the trip. So the friends who could afford it. So we ended up having 25 people total in Ireland, which is a lot more than we expected.
Yeah.
We thought maybe we'd go on a hill somewhere and just get married, but that's silly. Yeah, that's silly, because you need to schedule a photographer and have everything else. So we did end up finding a location. But yeah, you can just put it out there, and then you'll know who wants to come.
Yeah.
They will invite themselves.
I feel like I've told my friends, and my friends don't like to travel. Me and my boyfriend go to Europe every year, and I've invited them, and they're just like not interested in traveling, which breaks my heart, because I love traveling. Mm-hmm. But whatever, you know, to each their own. But they don't seem interested.
Wow.
But that's fine.
Yeah. If you don't care, again, no offense, if you don't care about them not going to your wedding, then it's a non-issue.
Right.
Because some of my best friends were not able to go. But I'm selfish and I don't care. So I was just like, that's cool, but we're doing what I want to do.
Right.
Because
yeah.
We paid less for a wedding and a trip than I would have paid for a wedding here.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just crazy.
It's insane.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Weddings
I mean,
here.
You can do the best of both worlds, and like with your friends, do like a bridal shower and like bachelorette party and all of that, like here, and then you know do your wedding that you want.
Again,
if that's what you want, I'm just saying, like if my friends get engaged, I'm like I'm there.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel I'm always the type of I feel bad having other people do stuff for me. Like I'm very independent. I'm like I want to do it myself. I'll plan it myself. Like everything I've done, like birthday parties, I'll plan it myself. I'll pay for it myself. Like I'll just do it myself. And so I told her, I was like, I don't want a wedding shower. Like,
which is so dumb, because I technically should not have had a wedding shower, because we had destination wedding. So if you're going to pay to come to my wedding, then you obviously don't owe me a gift. And those people really didn't get me anything. But my mom lived in a different state. And so my mom was here visiting, and she's like, no, I want to throw you a wedding shower. So she insisted on it, got with my friends. My friends got it all together, and I ended up with really cool stuff. Now, we went and did the wedding registry, and I was going to go to three different places. Yeah, we only went to one, because that sucks, because you're there and you just end up scanning everything and you don't want to be selfish. So you get like a lot of low price items and medium price items. And I don't know, it took a lot longer than we had anticipated. So we only did one store, but I got Keurig. I got a Roomba. I mean, come on. I can't afford a Roomba. Yeah, I can't afford that.
Yeah, if someone like, if one of my, you know, my mom or grandma, whoever, like really, really wants to throw me one, fine.
But I just think they will.
But I've seen people that expect a wedding shower and they expect everyone to go all out for them. And I don't want to be that person. Like, I don't want to be super selfish. So I'm just like, if you really want to, but like, don't feel obligated to spend a lot of money on me.
No.
Because it's my wedding. I'm the one getting married. Like, don't feel like you have to waste all your money on me.
And then I'm sure that your friends and family know that about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm sure that whatever they do throw for you, it'll be something that you would clearly enjoy. Like if you don't want an all out thing, they won't do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, I was thinking like a wedding shower, like we've lived together for 3 years, so we have.
You get stuff though, and nobody does anything else for you unless you start having kids. And then if you have kids, then you'll have a baby shower. But I mean, past wedding shower, that's it. That's cut off. So you need wedding shower. You need bachelorette party.
Yeah, you need wedding. to have a bachelorette party.
I would like to do a bachelorette party. Just like go out and have fun because I love to
you.
Do
gotta,
that, but
you gotta do that.
But then it would be weird. Would it be weird having a bachelorette party with friends that aren't going to my wedding?
No.
Okay.
Especially if your wedding is in Ireland.
Okay. They're going to want to celebrate with you.
Right.
So, I mean, that's perfect. And then since they're not going to your wedding, then you can plan something fun for your bachelorette party. I had to stay here because my friends were going to Ireland. But then my husband, he has money, and him and his friends all went to New York or something. And I'm just like, oh, that's lame. I'm here. This is a bachelorette party here, y'all. But I mean, I couldn't ask, you know, let's go to Vegas whenever we're going to Ireland.
Yeah, but I know. I see people, I've seen like some like distant friends go to Vegas for a bachelorette party. I'm like, how do you guys afford that? Like, especially spending all the money on the wedding. Jeez.
Coupons.
Just kidding.
I have no idea.
Groupon to Vegas.
No, I'm just kidding. But you should. I mean, this only happens maybe once in your life, depending on, you know, who you are. Hopefully. So you should feel very celebrated.
Yeah. I just get annoyed. You know, those engaged girls that are like posting on Facebook every day. They're like, oh, my fiance did this today. I just don't want to be that annoying engaged girl.
Or the stressed out bride. Who's like, I only have 11 months to pick out bridesmaid dresses, y'all. I can't figure it out. I don't have enough time.
Yeah. Turn into a bridezilla.
Oh, yeah. Those people kill me, and I don't want to be like that. Like, is it sad? I was thinking the other day, I was like, maybe I'll just go dress shopping, like, just me and my mom. I was like, because I feel like...
No, that's good.
I feel like people don't... Like, for weddings, I'm like, it's not really that fun unless it's the person getting married. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I had fun going my best friend dress shopping, but...
And I've thought about that because I watch Say Yes to the Dress a lot.
My favorite show ever.
Yes. It's always on. It's amazing. And there's some people that are, it's like really just like her mom and her sister. And then there's like the girl that has like the entourage that brings like her future mother-in-law and like her future like best friend's sister's brother's daughter. Like, and, you know, it's like everybody. It's like this like huge thing. And they're just sitting there like, what? But
yeah, like they clearly don't want to be there.
Yeah. Have you thought about what kind of dress you want?
Since it's a, I don't want anything like poofy and big and extravagant.
Okay, you're going to say that and you probably still won't
get
it, but you need to try it on because it is so fun.
You need to try on every kind of dress to see, just like your ring, to see what you like, because I've had girlfriends who picked out wedding dresses. They're not real showy people, real dressy people. Mm-hmm. And then they get this huge wedding dress with all this detail on the bottom, and it's completely not what you would expect from them at all. Yeah. But then they try it on and they're just like, this is the one.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm a princess and a fashionista, and I went with a really regular plain wedding dress.
Yeah. Well, how do y'all feel about not white wedding dresses?
I'm kind of into it. Like off-white or like yellow?
What not white
are we talking here?
Black or like a blush?
Blush, I'm super into it.
Yeah, they have the prettiest ones on Say Yes to the Dress that are blush.
Yeah.
So pretty.
I really like the idea of like blush, but I want something really simple.
It depends on what you like. I like blush. I'd say no to black, personally.
Yeah.
But I don't know that
unless
I've ever
seen it.
Unless
you're having a Halloween
wedding. I've just seen beautiful black ones. But then again, I'm like, that might look kind of odd in pictures. But I'm really into blush, and so I just picture something like kind of bohemian, like just really simple. Yeah.
You also have to really, I mean, this is me speaking from watching Say Yes to the Dress, I'm not engaged. But you have to trust the consultant, the person that's like at the store like helping you, because I've seen in episodes that they bring out like a bunch of stuff and it's like not what the girl described, and the consultant's like, no, like, trust me, like, try it on. And the girl tries it on, and like Lacey said, they're like, oh my God, this is the one that I feel beautiful in, like all this stuff, so... I don't know. I'm so excited, though, to see whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, when we'll start. We don't even know when we're going to get married. We're thinking, like, later next year, like, October, November, even September, because plane tickets get cheaper to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make it easy on our family, you know.
Right.
Make them spend $1,300, $1,400 on plane ticket in the summer when we could do it later for cheaper. But when do people start looking for wedding dresses? I know nothing about weddings.
It takes a while because you do have to order it. You're going to go try on wedding dresses and you're going to order it and then you're going to need it altered and then you're going to have to go to several appointments to get it altered. And then if you get a long train in the back, you have to get like a bustle. That way you're not just dragging that around during your reception. So you need months. I mean, I'd say minimum 6 months. But for me, I was excited. So after we picked a wedding date probably is whenever I started looking for wedding dresses. But I only went to two places, and my best girlfriend invited herself, and then my mom. But I knew she would go. So, I mean, that wasn't a problem. I didn't have an entourage either. But, she wanted to go. And I should have listened to her. She told me, she's like, Lacey, I like that dress. I just really don't see that being your dress. And I'm like, no, it's fine. And then later I'm like, that was my moment. That was my one moment. I mean, my husband was truly scared because he's like, I have no idea what you're going to pick out. Because I'm just like, this is my stage. I do what I want, you know? I can get a high-low dress if I want. He's just like, don't come out in anything tacky. And I didn't. I went very, very classic.
Yeah. Other question. Did you have a maid of honor at your...
Mm-mm. We had... we have two nieces, so they were both flower girls. Okay. And then that was it. We had somebody come up and claim to be maid of honor and claim to be best man, which was fine. I mean, they are our best friends.
Give a speech.
Yes. So they did give speeches, but because it was overseas... I'm not going to make you buy a bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is a good segue for us to play our bridal shower game. Because what is a bridal shower without a game? This is called I Do or I Object. Like, you know, in the wedding.
Okay, fine. Now forever hold your peace. Oh, I love it.
So I'm going to give everyone some either like wedding cliches, trends, traditions.
Yes.
And then you say like, I do. I love it. I object. You know?
Okay, cool.
Get it? Okay.
Ready.
So the first one, wedding hashtags.
I do.
I object.
Here's why. A friend of mine from high school, I'll say acquaintance. An acquaintance of mine from high school got married and I wasn't at the wedding and I can't find a single photo because homegirl did not have a hashtag. So I say for those that like weren't there, it makes it a lot easier if you have a hashtag for people to be able to like see all of your photos.
That's
and
true.
Like the photos that I did see, like her friends would like post it and the hashtag they would use is like, you need to get a hashtag. Hashtag, you need a hashtag. You know what I mean? So for the purpose of being an outsider, I say I do.
Yeah. I do. Just because we didn't at our wedding, I stayed off social media the whole time, but you don't get your wedding pictures back for a long time. So it is important that other people take photos for you because then it takes 6 months maybe for you to get your photos back. Mm-hmm. So I had a girlfriend who no one hardly took any photos of her wedding. And then the photographer fell through and she has like two photos from her wedding. And her wedding was so beautiful. And I didn't know then. I hadn't been in a bunch of weddings at that time. It's important for other people to take pictures. So you have something to look back on while you're waiting on those photos. And use the hashtag just because it's easy.
It just keeps all the pictures in one place.
A lot of them make me cringe.
Well, as long as it's not like a corny hashtag.
No, but they're all corny. Like you... My
it's got to be a pun.
Is plot key. What goes with plot key? Mm. Literally, the only thing.
Major key, plot key.
Ah! Done. The only thing.
Major bling plot key.
The only thing I could think of was the pimpin' plot keys.
And we'll think of something better.
But I don't know. I don't want to be that annoying bride who has like the worst wedding hashtag and they're like posting it on Facebook every single day.
I think it just makes it in the long run, it just makes it easier.
Yeah, that's true.
To like later on just like you can click the hashtag and see everything.
Yeah, if I can think of one that's not like super cringy.
You got time. You have plenty of time to think of something.
We're good. Okay, here's our next one. A choreographed dance done by the wedding party.
I object.
Yeah, I kind of.
I do. Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. If it was my wedding and my friends put something together like that, I would love it. Like,
would you want to be a part of it or would you just want your friends to do it for you?
If I'm the bride, I want them to perform.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a part of it. Okay. I would want to be surprised.
I want to be sitting and just like enjoy and have it be like all about me. But and then if I'm like in a wedding party, I would encourage everybody to do it.
Okay.
I say do it. Oh my God. All the videos on YouTube of like people doing that, they're so fun.
I'm like half and half. Like if I don't have to be a part of it, that's kind of funny, but I don't want to be a part of that.
It's got to be good. Like Some of them you're just cringing a little
bit.
Yeah,
all my friends are so uncoordinated, so it would not be good.
See, but, would I want to do it? That's the only reason I object, right, is because I am awkward white girl dancer, so I'm not going to perform going down the aisle for you because I'm going to look like a fool, and I don't want to look like a fool. That's the only reason I would object.
Fair?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. This is kind of related to your not wanting to have a bridal shower. Asking for money instead of gifts.
Ooh.
Because my brother was thinking of doing this.
Yeah,
so that's why.
I've seen people do like honeymoon funds. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it either because over the summer, a friend of mine got married, and I just last minute went to go get a gift the day before the wedding, and so everything on the registry was already taken, and I was walking around the store being I have no idea what to get them. And if they would have been okay with me just giving them some money to spend on their honeymoon, I would have been totally cool with that.
Yeah,
so
it makes it easy,
yeah,
on other people. I think
we're all mature.
I do.
Great.
Anybody wants to give you money, that's fine.
Yeah. Never say no to that. Never say no to that.
That's fair. My mom argued that some of her friends and people her generation would think that it was tacky.
Oh, the older crowd?
Yeah, people our age are no. We
all Venmo you.
Okay. Bridesmaids wearing different dresses.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too.
If it's done right.
Yeah,
it
has to coordinate well.
Yeah, I've seen some that don't coordinate, and it looks horrible. But
the ones that are, the same, color, and they're, just, a different, style. Because not the same dress doesn't fit the same type of body.
Right.
So, I think I'm totally for it.
Yeah.
Wearing sneakers with your wedding dress.
Object.
Nope.
Hard object.
I won't even wear sneakers to go out to the bars. Not doing it.
No, I object, I guess. But you know what? I've seen people... the Kate Spade, the sparkly Keds.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
I think those are kind of cute. I used to work at Kate Spade, and people would come in and buy those, the white ones, as their wedding shoes.
Okay, I guess when you said it, I immediately thought of my hot pink running shoes.
Oh, yeah. Some cute, you may have never worn them before.
I've seen people wear Toms at their wedding.
Yeah.
I did, I wore heels and then ended up changing. Well, I ripped my dress, got it all muddy. I'm so disappointed in myself. I made it halfway through my reception dinner and I'm like, I'm out. I can't handle this dress anymore. And I did have a reception dress, so I was able to put on something else. While still wearing my heels, and we go out to the reception and I'm dancing and I kicked my heels off and my girlfriend went and fetched my shoes for me. And I was like, oh girl, I'm good. I'm from Georgia. I can get out without any shoes. It's not a big deal. She's like, no, sweetie, put on your shoes. And now I look at the pictures with me without my shoes on and with them on. Yeah, I'm glad that I had a backup pair of shoes. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to get some for the reception. But whenever you're going down that aisle and in pictures, suck it up.
Oh,
that wedding dress is not going to be comfortable either.
Yeah. I can't walk in heels.
Practice. You have a year. Start now.
Wear heels to work every day.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have a couple more. Going to the strip club for your bachelorette party.
Oh, I don't like that. Sorry, I object.
Yeah, not about that.
I thought someone would for sure.
I just think it's kind of disrespectful towards your other.
Oh, not that. I just think it's cheesy. And the guys there,
Oh, if I found out Jay went to a strip club, I would honestly be really upset.
I would too. I wouldn't want him to do it, so I don't think I would do it.
Oh yeah, he told me too. He was like, I just think that's so disrespectful. I'm like, okay, I'm glad we're on the same page because I think that's I don't know.
But what would you do if, at your bachelorette party that was, at someone's hotel or whatever, if, your friend surprised you with, strippers?
Ew, I would vomit. I don't like that. I don't think that's, that's not me.
Lacey?
I do. that would be fine. But I don't think it's disrespectful, though. So that's just a difference.
There's a difference.
And if you tell them.
A fun, I don't know. I just, it's not, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. I really don't have a problem with other people doing it. I don't see it other people, it being disrespectful because it's just kind of a funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I would never do it myself.
That's fair. Okay. And then the groom seeing the wedding dress beforehand.
No. Object.
Is that a thing? I don't know. That's a thing, right?
I personally would not do it, but I've seen people do it in the best way possible.
Look photos.
Yes. And then in that case, then you still get the initial reaction. So I don't have a problem with that.
So he's not supposed to see my dress. I just thought that was like an old wives' tale.
It's a superstition.
I was about to say, I think I'm just a little superstitious.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's so
I object. Yeah, I object. I think I'm just a little superstitious in that sense.
Yeah, you want to surprise him with what you're wearing.
Oh.
He does not need to know
clearly,
about the dress.
I don't go to a lot of weddings. Like, I know nothing about weddings.
No, I need to be, like, first look photos, they're really cute.
Yes.
I personally don't think I would do it. I object to those. But I like want to be walking down the aisle and he better be crying.
Oh my
God.
Because
I look so beautiful.
He will be crying.
So it's why you can never see it beforehand.
Okay. Will your is your wedding song gonna be written and performed by your boyfriend's band?
I don't even want to go there. He like freaked one time, like someone mentioned like, oh, would you guys get engaged? He like freaked out. So
you're like not talking about that.
Not right now.
Okay.
That's okay. You're just not there yet.
I did fake propose to him in a bar once and he said yes, so I guess we're engaged.
I mean, some people like a while.
Thanks.
Were you faking though? Because I fake proposed too.
Yeah, I had, you know, like you wrap your straw wrapper into like a circle.
Yeah,
and I just had it, and so I was like, "Hey, will you marry me?" And he was like, "Sure." And he put it on, but then he left the ring in the bar. So
I fake proposed on April Fool's Day to my now husband, but that was also like nudge, nudge, honey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know what to do, and I had some drinks, so my initial reaction was, hey, let's propose to your boyfriend right now.
I think I made a joke once about, like, I was like, I made a joke about what I'm going to be like when I'm pregnant, because I think I'm going to be, like, hyper-emotional, and Ryan, like, cringed at the thought. He was like, and I was like, we're not talking about that. We're not there yet. This is nowhere close. But just, like, the joke, he was, like, wide-eyed, like, oh, my God.
No, I chose to tell my mom that we're not having kids whenever I was really hungover in Vegas and I smelled so bad. And her and my niece came and picked me up. And my mom was just like, oh, my gosh, you smell awful. And my niece was like, what? She smells like that all the time. And I'm like, shut your mouth. No, I don't. But yeah, I'm like swallowing, trying not to throw up. And my mom's like, kids, blah, blah. And I'm like, actually, no. And that's the moment that I told her. And that question still never gets old. You will never, ever avoid that question. Everybody wants to know all the time, when you have kids. You know what? I'm having a life. Thank you.
Ooh.
A dog.
Yes.
We already have raised a dog together, and that's I think that's enough. So,
well, cheers to you and your many dog children and your bright future with Jay.
Yes. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What an honor to be part of the bridal party. See you in Ireland.
Yeah, thank you so much, Anna and Lacey, for joining us. Make sure to check out their podcast, Channel Surfing and Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Like and subscribe to ours and theirs. Follow us on social media. It's all there. You all have the internet.
You can figure it out. And if you come up with any cute hashtags for what was the last name again?
Plotke. P-L-O-T-K-E.
Yes. Plotke. Let Destiny
please
know.
I need ideas because apparently no one likes Pimpin' Plotke. So
no. Hard no. Object.
I object.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.